KLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Crews are searching the area where noises were detected as time runs out for the crew of five people aboard the submersible that went missing near the Titanic wreck. They likely only have a few hours worth of oxygen left in their vessel. ABC's Alex Stone.
More noises that sound like banging have been heard today by a submarine Hunter aircraft, but the source of the noises isn't known. Captain Jamie Frederick says they don't want to give the families false hope. The noises, while they are being investigated, could be coming from boats in the area, sea life, or metal moving in the currents from the Titanic wreck site.
We don't know what they are, to be frank with you. The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water.
Other than the noises, there have been no other potential signs of the group.
Hail injuring Red Rocks concert goers in Colorado. At least 7 people were hospitalized and 80 to 90 people treated on scene. Injuries include cuts and broken bones. A heat-related death reported in Louisiana. This is ABC News. For the second time in 2 days, a female pop star has been assaulted on stage. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
Singer Eva Max was on stage Tuesday night in Los Angeles at the Fonda Theater. In a video posted on social media, a guy gets on stage and hits Max in the head. He's dragged off by security. She keeps her composure, but then leaves the stage. She later tweeted that he slapped her so hard that he scratched the inside of her eye. The LAPD says no police report has been filed. The incident comes after singer Bebe Rexha was on stage in New York Sunday night and hit in the head with a phone. The guy who threw it was arrested. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Toxic algae is suspected as the cause of death for sea lions and dolphins on California's southern coast. Marine mammal rescue organizations say at least 100 dolphins have died. Toxic algae enters the food chain with fish like anchovies eating it and sickens marine mammals when they feed on those fish. It's also a risk to people who eat seafood and can be fatal if it's consumed in high doses. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday, or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News.